Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim, chapter 71. This chapter has 23 psukim in it. This is a good one to say for anyone who wants God to draw them close. This parak doesn't begin with any accolade, which is an indication it's a continuation of the previous one. Now for the summary. This chapter is another prayer where David pleads with God to draw him close. David opens by affirming he won't experience any suffering because God is his refuge. David asks God to be a shelter while simultaneously acknowledging help is on the way, Hashem's salvation is already in motion. David articulates placing his hope in God and feeling secure around God because God has taken care of him since he's a child. David receives strength by focusing on all the good Hashem has done for him his whole life. Despite the ups and downs David experienced, he continues to fill his mouth with the praise of God. He begs God not to abandon him in his old age. Amazingly, David asks God to hurry up and save him from the people who ridicule him, but at the same time tells God, "Even if you don't save me, I'll continue to sing your praise." All day long, David would thank Hashem from big to little. David acknowledges his good deeds and brings them before God. The parak starts winding down with David expressing emunah in God's goodness and gratitude for all Hashem has done for him. David relates when things get back to normal, he knows his name will be greater than before. The chapter ends by stating he'll sing songs and play musical instruments to Hashem. Ultimately, David is happy and once again affirms God is righteous all day long. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 9 it says, Al tashlicheni le'et zikna kichlos kochi al tazveni. Do not cast me off in old age when my strength fails. Do not forsake me. Rav Nosson explains in Hilchos Tefillin, the main reason why people at large feel distant from Hashem is because they feel they've wasted and lost so much valuable time they can never get it back. Therefore, they fall in their minds and become extremely discouraged from even starting at all or doing whatever little bit they can do in the service of God. The truth is, this type of attitude comes from the Yetzer Hara himself, who is called the Zakein Desitra Achra, an evil old man who wants to destroy a person completely from this world and the next. As the Yetzer Hara is called the foolish old king, it wants to make you feel as if you're old and can't get back the time you've wasted. You've been sinning for such a long time, there's no use in doing any little bit at all. However, the truth is nothing further from this. Every day a person is considered a new creation with new capabilities to start over again with firm resolve and new commitment. Every day we need to strengthen ourselves by viewing the Torah as new, as if it was given today, and only today, to do whatever we can to seize the moment. May we merit to the way of David HaMelech to seize the moment, to throw out the Zakein Desitra Achra, evil old man inside of us that tells us it's no use, and to never despair. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.